M din echlina bekdushas atfilin. Sif alef, osa litlois tfilin, bein bebatim, bein berzuiz. Abo muta litloison bekison. So let's see, what are we speaking about? Osa litlois al hayosei. Do you have like a peg or a nail sticking out of the wall? The case of the yotela, the tefillin, means the ritzuas are hanging from this peg, and the tefillin are hanging from this. He says that the tefillin should be hanging is a bizoyin to the tefillin. Bein babatim, shabatim tluyos lamata, that the batim are hanging lamata. That's the case where the person puts the ritzuas on a peg or on a nail, and the batim are hanging. So that's a bizoyin to the batim. Ubein shavitzuyos pliyos lamata, or the other way around, that he put the batim, let's say, on the shelf, and the ritzuas are hanging down. Umikol mokim bakroi ba'alma, so that means he should not put away the tefillin in a noifen that there'll be pliyos, either the ritzuas are pliyos or the batim are pliyos. But if it's only for a temporary time, he's holding the batim, and the ritzuas are hanging. This is bakroi ba'alma. It's not kavua. Ain't lahakpit. Avol im tefillin tluyim, but if the tefillin are hanging, also bechol gavni, that one is not permitted to hold the ritzuas, and the tefillin should be hanging. Afilu bakroi ba'alme. Ve'ein b'chnau v'masi, ve'ein b'chlau zeh, ma she'atfilun sh'oroish toli ba'avir machzikim b'yad b'ritzuas ha'misimun al'oroish. So now he says, if there's an issa to hold on to the ritzuas and the tefillin are hanging, so he says, when you put on the tefillin sh'oroish, so also one does this, that means the tefillin are hanging, and then he puts the tefillin are hanging, and then he puts the tefillin on his rosh, ein lahakpid, yeah. That is the way one puts on tefillin. So since one puts on tefillin that way, so that is not called a bizoyim. So now, let us just see what did the Mishnah Berurah say so far. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I want to put the tefillin on my head. So it seems he's holding the ritzuas, and the tefillin are hanging, and then he puts it on his head. So he said that's not called a bezoyin, because that's derech hanachosam. That's how you put on the tefillin. Now, between you and me, I don't understand. God, I once saw the Satmar Rebbe, Zochein Lebrach, Rabbi Yoel, put on tefillin, and he took a little like this. There was the tefillin hanging, and then he put it on. L'chayre, I don't understand why this is necessary. You can hold the thing, you can hold it with the kesher, and you hold it with the bias, and you put it on your head, and then you separate it. I don't understand the necessity that it has to be, you have to do that, that the bottom has to hang. I don't understand why it is a necessity. A gavucha, someone says, if there's an issa, that the ritzuah should be hanging, so he said when you take off the tefillin, so the ritzuahs are hanging. So he says, that's derech halitzosan, that's how you take it off. Now, v'yesh menichim ha-shorosh al-adaf o-chedoyme b'shosh al-oibshim. It's very interesting. Other people used to put, they did not want, that the tefillin should be hanging, so they put the shorosh on a shelf, and they put their heads, so the shorosh on the shelf, then they brought their heads next to the shelf, it was head level, And then so they took it off from the shelf onto their head, so it never was hanging. What? That they didn't want that the tefillin should hang. That means there's a problem when tefillin are hanging. That's the design of the tefillin. What? We're talking about what you're putting on the tefillin. Put it on this. That's my message. Okay, then the ritzua sank. That's why I say she hold the ritzua thing. That was my cash. She hold the ritzua together with the bati, the bais, and then spread it out. I don't understand this. No, so you see, make sure that the bais should not be hanging at all. Then you bring your head samuch to the daf, and you just slide it off from the daf to your head, so it's not hanging. That was the accomplishment of this. Yeah. What? Others. The Prima Godin brings the sound. Others bring the Yeshman Nisim. The Prima Godin brings the sound of Sminik. Now, okay. So the vial we have over here, that you're not allowed to be toiler. He's not allowed to be Taylor, the bottom, but the Bazoyan. I think we're talking about the truth before the nap. That's right, I think so. I think that's what we're talking about. It's always hanging, yeah. Yeah. The Kison, now, Avomuto Litloison, the Kison. But one is permitted if the tefillin are in a kiss and the kiss is hanging, that is permissible. That is permissible if the kiss is hanging. Yeah. So the Sefer Torah also litloisam b'chol davni, but the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to put it into a receptacle and hang up the receptacle. Afilu shehi ba'arin ha-kaydish, the Sefer Torah is in an arin kaydish, patay la'arin kaydish. Yeah, so that's also. That's only by tefillin, there's a heter, since the tliya is not on the tefillin, the tefillin amunach in a kiss, and the kiss is hanging, so that's not called a bezoyim. Ba'ayim b'chayodam klalam et alav shekosav, ba'filu k'sharim kodesh mechubo b'yesedis l'koysol osu, kol she'in tachtav oymei dovol ma'amir b'kechidish of the chayodam, that if you're going to go and take oren kodesh, the oren kodesh is not resting on the floor, the oren kodesh is mechubo to the wall, you screwed it into the wall, so the chayodam asos, that's called that it's totally, it's called the hanging, even though it's being supported by the what? You mean, so if you have a niche in the wall, so then it's, so that's holding it, so the bottom of the niche is holding it, so then it would be good. But if you don't have a niche, it's only being supported by screws that you screwed into the wall. So the chayodam ourselves, the piskechuvah springs, others are makel. So now we said two halachas. Tefillin in the kiss is mutter litloisam. If you're hanging up the kiss, so you mutter. Tefillin in kodesh is also to put into the on kodesh to be toilet. Now what does he say? Usforim. What about Sforim? Sforim is not a Sifre Torah, it's not Tefillin. Can Sifre Talmud the Chedeme? Daima le Tefillin. So Sforim have the same halacha like Tefillin. Yeah, so we have the same din that one, so you can put it into a kiss and you can hang up the kiss. Or Mikol Mokke, Sforim Oisidol Tefillis, you have Sforim, Akvuim Beluchais, that they are attached to like a shelf, shebem shel shelus shel kesef, also litloisam bom, shaluchais ein daimais lekis, lefi shehein mechuborais lesida arei ein kesida atzmai. Now the lotion of the Mishnah Berure is very unclear, but the only lotion I saw which he understood was Dafiki Meginim. Dafiki Meginim says, you had a shelf, and from this shelf was coming out a chain, and on this chain was a siddur. So that was you there was shelves shutting out from the wall, and there was a chain from that, and the chain was attached to a siddur. So the Afiki Beginim says we're talking about if I'm allowed to leave the siddur hang. Because since the siddur is attached to the shelf, so it's considered like it's an extension of the shelf. The shelf comes with a chain, and so it's like it's on the shelf because the chain is part of the shelf. So he says, Asvara, no, since the chain is attached to the siddur, so I consider the chain part of the siddur. So if the chain is part of the siddur, so it's called the siddur is hanging. Therefore, it's also. That's, what? The siddur is a siddur that's hanging. What? We're not talking about a bag. We're talking about the siddur, then that's it's more like tefillin. But here we're talking about it's not in a bag. So if it's not in a bag, so he says, so even though it's attached to the shelf, and the shelf is called like a key, so it's not considered like it's attached to the shelf. It's considered that the shelshelet, the chain, is considered a chelik of the siddur, and it's considered the siddur is hanging, and therefore this is also. Lucas, I think it's like a shelf coming out, like a stender coming out from the wall. Now, Mutter lichta psukim b'niyor litloison b'pesach beis haknesset. Now let us explain what this is. We just learned that you're not allowed to hang up tefillin, unless it's in a kiss, but you're not to hang up tefillin. Fine. So what will be the din if I'll take a posuk? This is a Chuvis Marit. Marit was very interesting. There was a minig in the shul that the gabbai before Yom Kippur used to hang up a tzettel over the door. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, l'tayer eschem, or the Shema Yisrael, and it was put in a place when everyone comes in, he should realize today Yom Kippur. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem, l'tayer eschem. There was such a minig. So they asked the Marit if you're allowed to do it. You're not allowed to hang up tefillin, are you allowed to hang up a posuk? That was the shayla. And perhaps this is a shayla we hang up in the sukkahs also. There's the sukkah teish fukish teish v'shomim. So also we're hanging up a posse. So the shayla in the Marit said no. He says the whole zilzul of hanging up is by tefillin, because tefillin, the mokim is, it should be munach ala yad v'ala rosh. So by hanging it, that's not kiseder shimushay. So memele, so that's why it is also. But if a person has a sign that forget the shimush is that forget you hang up the sign that Eilim should be in the soira, so then there's no problem of this, then there's no problem of hanging up a sign with psukim, with a posse. Noigim ha'olam lehis'anois k'sheneifol tefillin miyodei al ha'oret b'loi nartikot. That means if the tefillin fell, it was not in the kishel tefillin, and it fell on the ground, so the noigim ha'olam lehis'anois, you fast. Now, let me just explain what the Mishnah Berurah is saying and what's negeya os lemaise. The Mishnah Berurah is saying there was a minig lisanis a whole day. They fasted a whole day. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down as follows. So if a person, let's say, did not eat before Shachris, he wasn't time anything before Shachris, so then, in Achmon and Aslan, the tefillin fell on the ground. So then the deal is that he's mechuyev to fast. He's mechuyev, and she's fast today, even though there's no Kabbalah tainus, but he should fast today. If he had eaten already, so then he shouldn't fast today, so he should fast tomorrow. If he's fasting tomorrow, he should be mekabel the tainus by mincha, he's mekabel a tainus for tomorrow. That is what the Mechaber is speaking about. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down It's a very interesting story. Don't ask. My Ketayna says that. Yeah. So he brings down, in the issue he brings down, the reason that it fell is that's a simon min hashemayim that he has to do tshuva. That means through him came about a zilzul in the tefillin. So this wouldn't have happened if everything would be correct by him. So that's a simon min hashemayim that he has to do tshuva, and that's some achelik of the tshuva that he should fast. That's time. That's positive shot. Now by a sefer Torah, we'll see later. But the sefer Torah falls Rachman and it's one. Then the whole tzibur who saw it first, because there the sefer Torah was for the tzibur. The sefer Torah was brought for the tzibur. It's a shliach tzibur, but the kriya of the sefer Torah was for the whole tzibur. So if the tzibur that witnessed the sefer Torah falling, so mamela, so that's a kriya on the tzibur. But let's go. No. He's a shliach for them. So it's like whatever happened. Through him, it's like it happened. Kamaisan, so therefore they all should fast. Now, this is Vayim Beloi Rabbe Shekosta Filo Tulba Natikon Yitem Pchuto Letztoke. If the tefillin were and they're now taking the kiss, so then it seems it's not such a bizarion of the tefillin because the tefillin were in a kiss, but one should give tzedoke. Now we'll talk about this. So now, others say the reason today is different than Bismanom because there's a Chulshas HaDoiris. That means the previous generations used to fast and they had koyach to do it. Bismanenu, we fast, so we get irritable, we don't learn, we don't do mitzvah, so we're not gaining, or we're losing more than we gain by fasting. So the Pesach Shuvah brings down the minig is to fast a half a day, if one could, and the other half of the day he should be paid a bit stocker, and the pidyon is how much a meal costs. That means he's not eating that meal, that he's eating the meal, but he should have fasted, so he gives the doctor the price of a meal. And then others say other things. Also, by fasting a half a day, it's also not so poshut. I mean, a lot of people, he's learning at the yeshiva, he fasts, so he's out of it already. So others say one should be mahada with a tainus dibul, so one should learn more that day. That means because this happened to him, so he should be malba b'limud d'Torah. Now, others say the Pesach Shuvah brings down from the Alter Belzer Rebbe that he said that's what it says if the tefillin fell b'natikon, means it was in a kiss. But if the tefillin held, and like we have the kufs of the boxes that the tefillin are in, so he says, By there, the yud of the shel yad is megula, the dalit of the shel rosh is megula. So that's considered that the tefillin are megula. By a kiss, it's in the kiss, so it's not called megula. But if it's only in the kufse, so mamela, then he says that it doesn't have the kula of a kiss. Now, let us see sif beis. Bayis sheyesh by tefillin. You have a room that there's tefillin in that room. Also l'shamish by mitosoi. So one is not permitted l'shamish mitosoi in this room ad sheyetziyim unless he takes out the tefillin. Oy sheyenichem b'kli toich kli. Or if he can't take them out, the tefillin should be in two kelim. V'hu, now two kelim, she'ena she'ni miyuchid lem. That one of the two kelim is not miyuchid. That means one keli could be, that is the keli that normally holds the tefillin. You should put it in another keli, which is not oimit to hold the tefillin. She'im hu miyuchid, if you have two kelim, that are miyuchid, afilu meya cheshuvim kechot. That means, let us just talk for 1 minute. Let's say a person has a tefillin in this tefillin baitel, and the tefillin baitel has a plastic cover. So you have here two kisuyim, you have the plastic cover and you have the tefillin baitel. But since both are miyuchid, so that's considered one kis. And now the Zamor is going to explain the machaba. Agovim shneyam einu miyuchodim lem. But if you have that both of them are not miyuchid, or the inside keli is not miyuchid, muta. Okay, now we'll see very negedic halachas. Tefillin. So here we're speaking about also the shamish mitosoi, which is tefillin. V'hu adin chumoshim oy sidure tefillis or a sidur oy shals for him. Vein b'ksive, say it was written by Yad, oy b'tfus, or it was printed. That means it wasn't even written, it was printed. Hakul yesh b'hem kedusha. So you have a venture, you have a zmira, you have a he mentions a siddur, a gemara, a mishnah berura. So that's that has a kedusha, even though it was printed. Or being in kli b'toichli. Vafilu, what? No, it has to be covered double. It has to be covered. That's right. That's good. He says call later. Vafilu meheng sav meshita. It's not ksav ashuri, it's ksav meshita. Vayne sheni ksiva sam, who ra ksav ashuri. It's not ksav ashuri, it's also, one has to be mechasid. Ukrichas asefer, what if you have the cover of a sefer? That means every sefer has a cover. So mamela, so do we consider the cover one kisui? So now just put over the cover another kisui. So he says, no. Ukrichas ha-seifa eina nechsheves l'kisui, tehi miguf ha-seifa. Since it's attached to the seifa, that is the seifa. It's in itu kisui. Obini noichne kisui. Maybe the day is some reisha in Aleph, betar shem sitkot ches. Shekosav kol ha-meiko b'ktusha sforim ha-nitfosim. A person will be meiko with sforim which were printed. It wasn't written, it was printed. Osid litain asadin. So obinenash for this. The tfus habikim aiksivit. Ach b'tshuvis chabitshiyosim en kutay daud noita lahokum b'ze b'shas atchak shen lebem elechasoy the chabitshiyosim wants to be meiko. Mitosoy eilasoy trochot. Now let us elaborate a little on this halacha, which is mozadik negay. So what does it say? It said, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, just like a person is not allowed to be mishamish mitosoi in a room with his sforim, one is not allowed lasoi tzrochov in a room with his sforim. Right. So now, we'll talk about not to diaper a small child. This is a shrek. To diaper a small child, and so you have to look at their adventure in the womb, as they sit there in the womb, as they, I mean, it's a shrek, it's mamash a shrek. So, let me say, so the Chuvis van Hoggis from Rav Sternbuch wants to say a kula. He wants to say a kula as follows. The Loshen Meshtabur is Lasei Tzrochov. So that means a person should not be Oise Tzrochov in the room, Lasei Tzrochov. He says, because their pshat is like this, when a person is oisa tzrochov, he's not oisa tzrochov lishnei amveid. He looks for a place that should be a mokim tzenua, it should be privacy. That's, so, and he chooses a place with his forum there. That's an avla. He says, but if I'm not oisa tzrochov, He says, I'm diapering a cotton or put down a cotton on a potty, and he says, so that's not called oisetzrocha, even though the cotton is doing it and the cotton is wrong, that's not called oisetzrocha. He wants to say it's mutter. But he also says, which then I don't understand, he says, since there's no reyach there, and there's no gilui tzoya, there's no tzoya there. I don't know how he does this. Al kaponim, but there's no reich and no tzoya. So he says one could be meiko. The piskei tshuvis, but then he brings down a machzer liyo. The machzer liyo says maybe there's a mocking to be meiko, but he says l'chatchila one should be machmer, and this is taker. I mean, it's like l'chachum al kaponim. If you have a room that you need a diaper children, make sure there shouldn't be any sforum in that room. He says, v'chatchul, that's tvar Hashem pozo. That's what he brings to Marcel Leo. There's mikilim this is not the mokim kuli. You have a baby here in someone's house in the room. So since it's not a kvius, others want to say it's meiko. And the Piskei Tshuvos brings down the Pachucha Rav. The Pachucha Rav says that he never saw someone should be machmer that you diaper a child and you take out the dirty diaper with the tzei megula and you're going out the door and there's a mezuzah there. So he says, since it's a derech haray, I'm taking it out, and it's so there's mekilim and there's machmir. Now, there's one kula the Piskei Tshuvos brings down, which is could help the situation a little bit. There's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav that says, if you have a shelf that's 10 tefachim high, and you have the sefer on the shelf, so it's called a different gushus. So, Memela, I'm diapering the child here, and there's a siddur, or goes 10 tefachim high, there's a mokim. It's a rishus ayochid. It's kaychay like a tenth vachim. It's not a vachim. Ptur al kaponim. It's a rishus ayochid. No, then it won't help the situation. Then it won't help the situation. Al kaponim. Everything should be lower than 10 tvachim. Then 10 tvachim is called a different rishus. But if it's 10 tvachim high, so this is a rishus. What? It's not Hilchus Shabbos. It's Yud tvachim is chaylik rishus b'shnei atzmai. No, it's called I'm not being oisitz rocha in the rishus where there's a double kodesh. That means the double kodesh is in a different rishus, even though it's in one room, but there's a kula if it's l'mayla me'asorah tvachim. L'chayre, it should be under 10 tvachim. That would be, and the tvachim are higher than 10 tvachim, so it's called a different rishus. That's no problem, because it's a new rishus that starts after 10 tefachim. But it's very interesting. There's a bir aloche in Simen Pei Gimel that says a shrek l'chizach. And the bir aloche says, we'll just go for 1 minute in Simen Pei Gimel. They don't bring this bir aloche, but al kaponim is America bir aloche. The bir aloche says, V'ram ha'maisa, this is the end of the bir aloch, that's the demaskos ein ha'gref tachas ha'nekev. V'ram ha'maisa shere'isi, I saw a maisa, beveis kalay hadas. This was in the house of a person who was a kal. Now, what was the kalis? Shehoye loy cheder miyuchad lifnei shom. He had a special room with a yisitzchoch, a bathroom, a place. V'graf tachas ha'sapso, v'oreyach ra, ho'yemegiyah b'chol ha'cheder. But the reyach ra, it seems, it wasn't shot too good. I don't know. And the reyach ra came to the whole ha'cheder. Ubayse cheder kfuyim asforim shaloi. And there was a cheder that had svarim, and the reyach ram, it seems this was a different cheder, but the cheder, where the reyach went into this cheder, and in this cheder was svarim. V'karisi olo ha-mikro hazeh kidvar Hashem bozo. So the Mishabur said, this was a maise shahoyah. Nisat kidvar Hashem bozo, Shahoyle ben Yoitzi le Talbus Rachmon and Utwani, he had a child that went with Talbus Ro, Nishalo Gam Gufaya Abrius Bishwilze, of called Machalo Vasater. Now, here it's speaking about, so I don't know, when there's a Reyach, I don't know, he seems it was a different room. Shahoyle Cheder Miyuchid Lifnei Shom. Reyach Ra Yemigia. I don't know, Becholach, I don't know, Cheder Miyuchet, and the Reicha was, maybe it wasn't the same, I don't know, Cheder Miyuchet. Boi say Cheder Yikfur Masforim Sholoi. And, so he said, that's called Dvar Hashem Boza. Yes, kids will not sit there. I don't know, he did, no, this was, he himself, he had a Cheder Miyuchet Lifnei Shom. It was a Cheder Miyuchet. Yeah, and then, but Vareich Rahim Egeim, I don't know, B'chol HaChedet, he says Chedem Miyuchid, and then, maybe it's the same Chedem, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's Chedem Miyuchid, Vareich Rahim Egeim, B'chol HaChedet, I don't know. Yeah, what do you mean? So I don't know if it's in the same room, it's very unclear. He first he says it's a cheder miyuchid, then he says the reich ra goes and does. Yeah. But here he says, but the reich went into the room where they was fallen. So that's called Dvar Hashem Bozo. Al kaponim, it's not poshut. The shaylos are not poshut. I mean, al kaponim, I don't know, the afilu, the chivas and hogas, is maikel, he says, because there's no tzoye, Bamokim, yeah, he says there's no tzoyim, there's no reyach, and a tzoyim megule, the tzoyim is not megule, and there's no reyach, so al kaponim, it's not too poshut. Now, let's go a little further, mitoso yilas eschoch, ad she yitzim bechedar acher, shemafsik bifneim memechitza gvay esor atroch, mei lakamus mereishme. Okay. Bechli toich li, so he says, or else, if it's in the same room, it should be in two kelim. Lav davke kelim, tu adin shnei kisuyim, two covers. Vim pirish talus aisha kisuy ala kishel tfilin. Now he has a kishel tfilin. Now the kishel tfilin is kisuyoy. So that's miyuchad loy. So that's one kisuy. Ava pi sheha kisuy now. So let's say he had a bital of tfilin. And that's the Bible of Tzulmas here. So that's one kisei. Now he goes and puts over and he covers it with a pillow, with a blanket, with a talus. So, Ava Pisha kisei ni mechasa rak lamaylo min atzotnim v'loy lamato. So that means, over the tefillin, I have the tefillin Bible, now, which is one kisei. Now I put a blanket over it. So the blanket covers it on all three sides, but the bottom side, it's on a table. And there is only one kisi they're covering it, so that's not kitala. Ava pisha kisi michas rak lamayla min atzad vilamata biloche shavai biloche. Voice of benichin kis atfilin, batalos usech kisecho godu. A person who puts his tfilin baito in his talos baito. So he says, so could the talus baito be considered a kishayne miyuchad loy? That means one kis I hold the tefillin. And then it's in the talus baito, so that kis is not miyuchad loy. So he says, regama kis agodoni kekirina miyuchad loy. Since I put the talus, the tefillin baito into the talus baito, so it's called the talus baito is miyuchad to hold the tefillin. But so choyt kisi al gabo. Unless he goes and he has a talus baito, So he goes and takes out of the talus, takes out the talus, and the talus, he covers the tefillin, and then he sticks it back into the baitul. So the talus is not miyuchet to, the talus baitul is called miyuchet for the tefillin also, because I always keep my tefillin in the talus baitul. So it's called two kisuyim, which are miyuchet, which don't help. But if I go and take the talus and cover the tefillin baitul with the talus, so the talus is not miyuchid to cover the tefillin, so therefore you have two kisuyim. The talus ain't a kisuyim. Udinim kisa tefillin mechuba lemaila ala kisa godu. What if the kisa tefillin is attached over the kisa godu? Now, that means like this, that he had this is his talus baitul, and his tefillin baitul is attached to the talus baitul, so if we'll turn it over, so the other side of the talus baitul will be a second kisui, which is not miyuchet to hold the tefillin. But who are then, kosa magdur, the mezuzah kvul of nim, now, we don't have time for anything, so just say this is Moshe de Knegeya. The halacha is that you're not allowed to be mishamish mitosoi if there's a mezuzah in the room. That means if the mezuzah is on the outside of the room, there's no shaila. So the door is mafsik, So there's a mechitza that's mafsik between the mezuzah and the bedroom that is mishamish mitose. What is if the mezuzah is on the inside of the room? So now you need two kisuyim. But it has to be a kisuy shein miyuchad loy. One kisuy has to be any miyuchad loy. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Chochmas Odom a meirah dikechidish therefore l'chatchile. I take the mezuzah and I cover the mezuzah with paper. And the reason I'm covering it is because I want it to be two kisuyim. The mezuzah doesn't need the paper, but I'm putting it there that there should be a kisi for the mezuzah. And then you have the mezuzah holder. So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Chochmas Odom that is called a kisi sheni meyuchad loy, because the paper was put beferish l'shem kisi, not that the mezuzah needs it. There are many poiskim that are machmer. They hold since the paper is always around the mezuzah, so here's a din of a kisei miyuchad loy. So what is the eitzah? The eitzah is a poshet eitzah. So if you have a mezuzah on the inside of the door, so the mezuzah holder is one kisei, so you take aluminum foil and crunch it over the mezuzah, and then that's a kisei sheni miyuchad loy, and then it'll be mutter. By Gnolim,